KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 45 degrees. We have a breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We have full coverage of the death of Santa Quinn Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier. His name officially revealed by his department at a news conference about an hour ago. He is mourned by a wife, two daughters, a new granddaughter, and most of all, Utah. Our reporters have been working on this tragedy all day. We begin our team coverage live with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Becky?
Jeff, it is hard not to see the impact Sergeant Hoosier has had on the community of Santa Quinn right off the bat, just from the turnout today to honor him. But his bio tells a similarly compelling story. Police Chief Rod Hurst today describing him as an officer's officer.
Sergeant Hoosier was one of those guys that was really squared away. He was a by the book, right and wrong, even had the flat top haircut to go along with it.
When he was named Santa Quinn Employee of the Month 2 years ago, the city asked him what he liked the most about his job. He said, making a difference. He was promoted to sergeant just this past February. Sergeant Hoosier leaves behind his wife of 29 years, two daughters and their husbands, and a baby granddaughter. He was 50 years old. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
And we have a message from Sergeant Hoosier's family this afternoon. This is his brother, Mike.
We take comfort in the outpouring of support we have received from agencies and offices all over the state. Although nothing could never make up for the loss we feel, we take solace knowing that Bill died a hero.
Mike spoke at a news conference in Santa Quinn this afternoon, at which officials offered up the latest on the investigation into the sergeant's death. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live from Santa Quinn City Hall. Eric.
Jeff, members of law enforcement, as well as family, like you said, of Sergeant Bill Hoosier, were in attendance at City Hall for the media briefing. And it was Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker with Spanish Fork PD who gave an account of what went down.
The suspect made a U-turn abruptly, deliberately targeting the officers.
Slaymaker says the suspect fled the scene and stole another semi-truck at a nearby convenience store. The semi was then found abandoned in Mona, where police say he then stole a Ford pickup. He was spotted in Mount Pleasant in that pickup and allegedly stole another vehicle. A high-speed chase ensued in Vernal, where he was caught and brought into custody. As the investigation is active with multiple locations, Slaymaker said more information will be coming. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Santa Quinn residents are doing everything they can to honor the fallen officer. Kids wore blue to school this morning, and many visited the makeshift memorial outside City Hall. One of them, KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
There's been people pulling over here on Main Street to drop off flowers, cards, teddy bears, American flags, and other gifts on this patrol car sitting out on the front lawn. One woman I spoke to told me in a small city like Santa Quinn, tragedies like this hit everybody hard. Another man I spoke to, Dennis Chappell, told me,
with something like this, you know, life, you know, becomes a little bit more important.
Chappell hopes this brings the community together and makes everyone stronger. KSL News Time 3:03. Israel is striking targets in the Gaza Strip city of Rafah as it considers a ceasefire agreement. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Israeli Defense Forces launched 50 missiles into Rafah today. The invasion comes as Hamas accepts a proposal to exchange hostages and prisoners and provide humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby says President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister this morning.
We've made clear our views about operations in Rafah that could potentially put more than a million innocent people at greater risk. During his call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president again made this clear.
Israel is still considering whether it will accept the latest ceasefire deal. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country.
Justice is our demand!
Justice is our demand!
Protesters at MIT who have been camping on campus have been ordered to break up their camp and leave or face disciplinary action from the school. At the University of Chicago, a coalition of more than 100 faculty members are standing in solidarity with the protesting students. Jessica Darrow is assistant instructional professor of social work.
Irrespective of one's view of the bloodshed taking place in Gaza,
Our university campuses are the last place at which peacefully assembled students should be arrested.
And officials at Columbia University today canceled the school's main commencement as a result of the ongoing protests. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
More than 200 U of U faculty members have signed a letter protesting last week's arrest of pro-Palestinian protesters. In the letter, the teachers ask that police be kept away from demonstrations. This letter points out that when ESPN's College Game Day came to campus, students were encouraged to camp out overnight, but arrested when they did the same thing at last week's protest. KSL News Time 3:05. First look traffic. Ricky, did everybody stay home today?
I don't know. It does seem a little bit lighter than normal. Maybe the weather. You know, we started the morning with restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon. Since those restrictions have been lifted, that's the good news. The bad news is still closed. An earlier crash in West Jordan still has northbound Mountain View Corridor closed at 90th South. It is not expected to be cleared until 5 o'clock. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My minutes on the way next. Stay right here.